on my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly dove, oh, let me go on wild with the song. On my way every day with love. Let me walk, blessed Lord, the way thou hast gone, leading straight to the land above. Giving cheer everywhere to the sad and the lone. Fill my way every day with love. Oh, fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly love. Oh, let me go all wild with the song. Close to the side of my Savior and God. Let me never in darkness roam. Keep my path free from wrath and my soul satisfied. Fill my way every day.
See, filling your way every day with love.
Every day with love. As I walk with the fill my way every day with love.
Here we go.
Soon the race will be on, and I'll travel no more. But abide in my home above. Let me sing, blessed be, all the way to the shore. Fill my way.
Let's give him a clap offering tonight. Praise the Lord. Do you love him this morning? Do you love him right now? Maybe he can't hear you. Yes, thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. Glory is right.
Amen.
Amen. See, that devil trying to take my voice away. Let's go. He's teaching me in weakness. It means I just need to shut this up and press play. That's what he's teaching me. Man, did you love that this morning? Oh. Praise the Lord. It just, Brother Samuel and I were back there talking. It's just how humbling it is that all those things that that prophet said. It's amazing how these messages that you hear so many times and heard them over my lifetime over and over again. And it's like I've never heard that message before. Amen. It's new to me. When I hear it, it's all the things that he says is just speaking to my soul.
Amen.
And it just gives me a wanting to so much rededicate my life to the Lord. And the things that Brother Branham says, you know, you think about your natural abilities. And he said, God doesn't want your natural abilities. You know, you think to yourself, it's like, you know, I can do that. I'm pretty good at that. I can do that. He goes, he don't want that. Forget it. And I love how that, pulling out the quote, he says, you know, you start feeling sorry for yourself. It's like, Lord, I'm just no good. I love how he said that about Moses. He said all the things. He says, I can't talk. I can't do this. I can't do that. And he says, Moses started feeling sorry for himself. That didn't work. I love it. He says, you say, oh, Lord, I just feel so bad. I don't believe I could do it. God, don't feel sorry for you. Feels like kicking you around a little bit. Kick me around, Lord Jesus. Kick me around. But that's beautiful. I love that. He said Paul was a love slave to God.
Amen.
Oh, to be a love slave to the Lord Jesus. How wonderful. I want to be like Peter was when we were talking earlier and Brother Branham come back. He wanted more. But first, before he could have more, he had to have less. And that's in all these messages that we see that the Lord's allowing us to listen to as he's bringing us together in unity. He's bringing us together in love. But for to give us more, we have to be less. We have to die daily. And all the things that we think we have the abilities to do or our ideas or our thoughts or how it should be means nothing to him. He just wants a totally yielded vessel into him.
Amen.
And then when that happens, then God moves on the scene. And we see it as we're sitting back there talking. As Brother Branham says, if I could just get, he says, the biggest enemy he had was William Marion Branham. All I see is God. I see God living through a man that was total yielded to the Holy Spirit. For us, that was our example that we, in our day, were able to see God restored once again everything. He says from the beginning that Adam forfeited, he's restoring a bride again today. And everything that he had, he spoke the word. He said, tree, move here. Animal, do this, do that. He said he spoke the word. That's supposed to be us. We are the spoken word children of God.
Amen.
Amen. He says once that bride recognizes themselves, that becomes that rapturing in faith that will come upon us. And we will do is like Peter, as he said, that he thought he was somebody. He thought he could do something. But God had to take it all away from him. But then when he came in, when it was boldness, he said he went before that Sanhedrin. He said he came with them in boldness. And what they prayed for was boldness. But it wasn't their boldness. It was his boldness. Amen. Big difference. Amen. That's what as a group of believers, when we go to prayer, when we believe, and what we ask for, we can have it if you believe it.
Amen.
Then that's where he said, boldly we go before the throne of God. Believe it when you go to pray for
Amen.
It. Don't just, it's just not another prayer for us.
That's
it's
right.
Just somebody else that you're praying for. It's to believe it with all your heart. It's like, Lord, I'm going to go before you and I'm believing it. I think it is where Samuel Borders, his little boy, we prayed for him this afternoon. Stand him up a little bit. We prayed for him this afternoon. His ears were all stopped up. We had a word for prayer. The Lord touched him and healed him today. We all have that same testimony today, too. We might not even know it, might not even see it, but we've all got that same testimony. Amen. Well, if we want to stand up, we're going to go right on in the prayer to get right into the message tonight. We got some more good spiritual food for us tonight. And I'm so looking forward to it. And we have many prayer requests that have come in. There's so many that won't call them all. But we know Father knows them all. He knew them before they were even written down on a piece of paper and knew what they were. He knows what your requests are too. So as we bow our heads and to think about him, to meditate upon him, into welcoming into our presence. And as always, that it's wonderful to know that he's here. I'm thankful that he's given us a place where we can come together into worshiping in a group of people that love him from the depths of their heart. I'm so happy and thankful to be identified with you all because you are the bride of Jesus Christ. How wonderful. It's humbling to be here in front of you, but to see what God's doing in your lives, to see a change in your lives, truly watching the bride making themselves ready for the King of Kings to come. And so we want to invite him tonight to come and to be with us and to anoint us with his Holy Spirit and to open up our hearts to hear the word. And we want to thank him when we pray for what he did to us this morning, the words that he gave to us, and to ask him, each one of us, ask him, Lord, take us out of the way. Let me humble myself before you, Lord. I have no abilities. I have nothing. I have no talents. I have nothing, Lord, nothing. Just an empty vessel. Here it is, Lord. What can you do, Lord? Here it is, whatever it is, Lord. If it's just anything, Lord. Is that the desire of your heart?
Yeah.
Raise your hand and say, Lord, that truly, you see my hand, that's really what it is.
Yeah.
And I ask you to give it to me, Lord Jesus, to be more like you.
Yeah.
And if you have a request, just hold it in your heart and say, Lord, meet my request. And I know one of them is to be more like him. So as we sing our song tonight to him, the worship him in song, once again as he comes through, he's never failed one time. And he's here to go in and out of the aisles one more time, to go by you, and you can just feel him just coming by already, because he's here. He's here to give you the desire of your heart. Oh, wonderful Lord Jesus. And let's just sing our song to him that will reach out and touch you, Lord, as you come by. Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this morning. Your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Gracious Lord Jesus, what a privilege it is to call upon your name tonight, Lord, and know that you're here with us, Lord. Father, we want to thank you from the depths of our heart for that word this morning, Lord. Father, how it just touched our hearts, Lord. Truly, we want to empty ourselves out completely, Lord. Lord, we nothing but you, Lord. We have no talents. We have no nothing, Lord. That like Paul, we want to be loved slaves to you, Lord Jesus, so that you can create in us, Lord, what you want, Lord. Not our desires, not our thoughts, not our ideas, Lord. Father, what a privileged people that we are, Lord, to think that you chose us before the foundation of the world, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we thank you. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to come together again tonight, Lord, to hear your word, Lord. Oh, Father, we just ask that if you would anoint us, Lord. For we know that word is truly anointed, but anoint us to hear that word, Lord, so it go deep in our heart, Lord Jesus. Not another day, not another Sunday, Lord, but, Lord, another red letter day with you, Lord Jesus. That's the desire of our heart. And, Lord, we thank you for touching our little boy tonight, Lord Jesus, our little borders. Father, your grace and mercy is sufficient, Lord. And, Father, these requests that I lay my hands upon, you know each and every need. There's many sick and afflicted, many that are in the hospital. And my heart goes out to our brother Amalong out in Arizona. Lord, your faithful servant, Lord. I was just talking about him, Lord, that when he was 16 years old, standing on a corner, trying to lead souls to you. Lord, now he sits in that hospital bed and the enemy's after him. Lord, we unite together in prayer. Send your angels, a legion of them, Lord Jesus. Touch our brother and raise him up from that hospital, Lord Jesus. Give him health in his body, Lord. Father, may he just feel that anointing come down, Lord. And Father, each one of these requests that lay before me, Lord, may each one, you meet each and every need, Lord Jesus. Every request behind every hand, Lord, may you meet that request, Lord. Whatever it is, Lord. And I heard your prophet saying this morning to restore families, Lord. We've got broken families, Lord. We need you, Lord. It seems impossible to the world, but not to you, Father. For there's nothing impossible for you, Lord. Lord, anoint us with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Lord, let us move everything out of the way so that word can come in and take preeminence with us, Lord Jesus. We just invite you to come, Lord. Let us worship you tonight, Lord. Lord, we love you. We thank you, Lord. And we just now take this service, Lord, and we commit it into your hands for your honor and your glory, Lord. We ask all these things and we believe, Lord, with boldness we ask because it's you, Lord, not us, Lord, but you. And we ask it in your precious name and we all say amen. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment. Your need to suffer.